This is Corinne LaRue of the Ag Information Network with California Ag Today.
Misinformation surrounding beef nutrition has clouded consumer choices for years. Executive Director of Nutrition Research at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Dr. Shailene McNeil, joins us to talk about beef checkoff research that was conducted through Baylor College of Medicine. Consumers worry that a high meat diet will increase inflammation. However, McNeil says that the study proves there's no association between consumption of red meat and increased inflammation. Another research topic McNeil highlights is the potential benefits of eating beef for individuals who are aging.
If older people, 65 to 85, eat a meat meal, a meal with meat, or a vegan meal, what happens to their muscle protein? Even if they have the same amount of protein. So two diets with lots of protein in them, one vegan protein and one meat protein, and what we see is that muscle reacts differently to that meat protein.
She says there is a 47% increase in muscle synthesis for individuals who consumed beef. This is crucial, McNeil says, because muscle synthesis is important for building muscle.
At any given time, the checkoff has about 20 human nutrition trials going on where we're studying all the various aspects about beef.
For California Ag Today, I'm Corinne LaRue with the Ag Information Network.